96 Kicks, I have my Arthur of the Week, Afton Locke. Afton, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
USA Today, best-selling Arthur.
I know, I still can't believe it.
Now, what drew me to want to talk to you? I love this series that you've got, and it seemed like you've taken it by era. 20s, 30s. I think that's very interesting.
Thank you. History has always fascinated me. The 20th century, now that we're almost 100 years later, has gotten really popular, so people really like it.
Right. Now, you took it by era, and how many books will it be? 8 in the series?
This Drunk on Men in the 1920s is going to be 8 volumes.
8 volumes. And you're on volume 3 right now.
Right.
Wow. Give us a little synopsis of Drunk on Men.
I'm sorry?
A little synopsis on Drunk on Men?
It talks about 3 women that meet on the Jersey Shore, and they're very different. You've got Belle, who's street smart. You've got Edie, who's had a very sheltered life with rich parents. And then you've got Hannah, who's kind of a basic country girl and very innocent.
So wow.
They meet some men and things happen.
Okay. So all of them, 3 different personalities, 3 different backgrounds, and you take us on this journey to the men they meet.
Right. And this one is a little bit different than a typical romance because it's got a little bit of, real life thrown in. There's some addiction, there's some abuse, and, men aren't perfect and women aren't either. And
right.
Relationships are hard.
Exactly. Now, also, you dwell into the paranormal.
That's right. But mostly with my interracial books,
yes.
I'm pretty much sticking with historical, and that's kind of a struggle because I'm wondering, contemporary is just so popular right now. And
right.
I've written a couple, Deeper Than Perfect and Jamaican Temptation, but the people seem to like my historicals better, so I'm thinking I should stick with
You're going to stick with the historical?
I think so.
All right. Well, you gave us a little taste of your paranormal journey. I'm sure some people like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Volume 4 of Drunk on Men, when will that be out?
I'm sorry?
Volume 4, when will Drunk on Men, Volume 4 be out?
Right, they come out the first Saturday of each month.
Great.
So, right around the July 4th holiday, you can look for Volume 4.
Wonderful. A little holiday treat.
Right. And I've always liked, soap operas.
Yes.
The cliffhanger, and you can't wait to tune in again. That's what kind of inspired me to write back when I was a teenager.
Exactly. You have a website. We want everybody to head on over there and check all your books out.
Right. That's aftonlock.com.
Mm-hmm. And you're all on the social network sites as well.
Right, Facebook, Twitter, and I also have a newsletter, so the link is on my website. And I'm going to be doing some giveaways for Volume 1 of this Drunk on Men.
Wow.
To kind of get people addicted.
Well, get us addicted, Afton. Get us addicted.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Now, can you tease me? You're probably working on your other volumes, right, what you're working on currently?
Actually, I've written all the volumes.
Uh-huh. They just take time to come out. You just give us a little taste each month, so you're done with all the volumes.
Right, because I would never want to be able to keep up to write them. I'm thinking of something set in Africa, so I'm kind of in my beginning stages of that.
Okay.
A big inspiration to me is Bob Marley.
Uh-huh.
And Africa is very important to him, and, looking at how the country's got their freedom, and there's just so much fascinating history with the women and things that happened to them.
Well, channel your Bob Marley, all right?
All right.
Yaman. Afton, thank you so much. It was a pleasure getting a chance to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time, and we will anticipate your next volume.
Well, thank you for having me.